Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 309. As told yesterday, we are going to discuss the remaining part of the SBS of the coronary arteries. The most important and common medical condition that occurs during the healing phase of the coronary arteries is its epileptoid crisis, and it is the moment when the heart attack occurs. Against the explanations by the conventional medicine, GNM clarifies that the heart attack is not caused by an occlusion of a coronary artery, but it is initiated in the brain when the brain edema developed during the PCLA is expelled through a sympathicotonic surge triggered by a brief pre-programmed reactivation of the conflict. In GNM, this should be differently understood from the heart attack related to the myocardium, where the overwhelmed conflict brought on by the negative stress overload is the biological conflict and occurs during the epileptoid crisis of the myocardial program. Coming back to the heart attack related to the coronary arteries, it is a decisive or critical event from a biological viewpoint because the heart can continue its normal function only after the pressing out of the brain edema. In moderate cases of territorial loss conflicts, the epileptoid crisis happens 3 to 6 weeks after the resolution of the conflict. But if the conflict was intense and lasted for more than 9 months, the heart attack is most likely fatal, just like the lung embolism occurring during the epileptoid crisis of coronary veins. With the water retention of the syndrome, the brain edema enlarges significantly, and therefore the heart attack can be sudden, striking, and even deadly after 5 to 6 months of conflict activity. If the CA phase was shorter than 4 months, the symptoms are milder or unnoticeable. Let us now try to understand a heart attack linked to coronary arteries in detail. It is presented as acute angina pectoris with strong pain behind the sternum. This pain can radiate to left shoulder and left arm. There are cold sweats and nausea. If there is a simultaneous epileptoid crisis of the striated muscles of the coronary artery wall, there can have heart vessel spasm together with the angina pain. It is unrelated to the myocardium. During the contraction of the coronary artery muscles, cholesterol plaques can get dislodged to the bloodstream without any complication. As in the case of all epileptoid crises, controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortices, here also there may have troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbance or complete loss of consciousness and a drop of blood sugar. The real danger of the heart attack is the involvement of the bradycardial heart rhythm center. Then the regular and balanced rhythm of the heartbeat changes during the epileptoid crisis and expulsion of the brain edema at the coronary arteries relay. There will be bradycardia or slow heartbeat as a result of the pressure created by the momentary sympathicotonic surge. This can lead to a complete stop of the heartbeat or cardiac arrest if the epileptoid crisis is very intense and brain edema is very large. Dr. Hammer's explanation of heart attack is different from that of the conventional medicine. According to them, the bradycardia is the result of a blockage of the electrical conduction system at the AV node called atrioventricular block or AV block. Dr. Hammer says that the function of the AV node is only the transfer of electrical impulses from sinus node to the ventricles, and that the heartbeat rhythm is synchronized by the heart rhythm centers in the insula part of the cerebral cortex. Other symptoms to be noted during the epileptoid crisis or heart attack is a temporary paralysis of the left side of the body. This occurs as a result of the large brain edema pressing onto the motor cortex. This is interpreted by the conventional medicine as an associated brain infarction because in the brain scans, there is a dark hypodense area interpreted as caused by the blockage of a cerebral artery. A brain scan taken shortly after the heart attack will show glia ring in the coronary artery relay in the beginning of the PCLB phase. In conventional medicine, the presence of glia is interpreted as brain tumor or glioblastoma, a high-grade glioma. They appear as white on the outside and necrosis in the middle. Dr. Hammer refutes their theory because cancers, including brain cancers, are explained by conventional medicine as growths through continued cell augmentation leading to the formation of a tumor. According to Dr. Hammer, the buildup of neuroglia is a positive sign that the healing process is completed or almost complete in the coronary arteries. Friends, here we conclude our discussion on the SBS of the coronary arteries. I hope you got the exact explanation of heart attacks by the German New Medicine. It is a sad situation that the present-day medical systems, including the so-called alternative systems, still believe in the blockage theory. That is why I urge my listeners to learn GNM and spread it for the benefit of the humanity. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.